Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, Mediumship and Spirituality with a Boston Attitude. Information presented here is inspired by spirit, brought to you by me, your spirit messenger, Nicole Quinn. Well, first, I just want to say thank you for starting off your week with me. I appreciate that, and it's always an honor and a pleasure to be able to have so many great listeners who give me great feedback, and hopefully that I'm helping along their own spiritual path. If there's any background noise, I apologize, because I was stupid enough to start a load of laundry before I decided to do the show. So, anyway, that should be gone momentarily. I see my mom's in the chat room, so I'm going to say hi to my mom. And as always, Lisa Guided Truths is in there. She's a great supporter, and I appreciate her help. So today, we're going to talk a little bit about just confessions in general. I didn't really have a topic for today. I thought, go back to your roots, you know? So the spirit of confessions of a spirit messenger was born out of basically inspiration. I decided after so many, you know, months of having my guides kind of knock at my head and say, hey, when are you going to start writing? When are you start writing? To finally start my blog. And that was about January of last year. And all the stuff that I have in there is true. So if there are any stories in there that you've read that you have any questions about, you can always email me, but they're all 100% true. I talk from my own experience base because that's the only truth anybody can really know. How am I supposed to tell you what your truth is, you know? And so along those lines, the confessions part, I guess, is just me not being this person that's up on a pedestal that's telling you I can do something that you can't, but that we can all do this. And not only that, but, you know, you shouldn't really put your trust in anybody other than yourself. Anyway, you know, you should always trust your own gut instincts. You should always do what you feel is the right thing for you to do. So the confessions part of my whole thing is not only am I going to tell you all about how I got to where I am, the things that I experienced, but, you know, the fact that you can do this yourself. And it's not really responsible for me to have you all call me and have me give you these answers as if they're the only answer you're ever going to have and it's the only thing that it can possibly be. You have the power to choose what you're going to do. And anybody who tells you otherwise is a liar, and you should run in the other direction. So, having said that, there are a lot of listeners that I have that are on their way to trying to figure out their own gifts. So I want to just talk a little bit about that because, you know, as everyone knows, I recently became part of this little group here in San Antonio that talks about intuition and how to develop those things. Not necessarily within those meetings, but I've met people there and have had conversations with them outside of them. I've come across a lot of people who they're very, very excited that they're involved with this kind of thing and they want to know how their gift works and all that. But what people have been doing, and I won't name names or anything because this is across the board. I've seen this in more than just this one place. They think they can go around and just read everybody, you know. You walk up to them, oh, hi, how are you today? Yeah, let's meet for lunch. Do you know I have a message for you? And it's like, okay, I just need to say, unless somebody invites you to give them a reading, please don't walk around giving everybody readings. It's not responsible. And yes, you may be very excited about it, but maybe somebody's not in the mood to hear anything that you're going to tell them. Or maybe they're just they're in a place where you need to be a friend. And you don't want to be the person that tells them, you know, how to live their life. It's very tempting in the beginning because, you know, you open up and you get a lot of stuff, but it's really not responsible. So I just want to put that out there. If you're starting to open up and develop your gifts, please use it responsibly. If you'd like to practice on people, approach them, friends, family members, and ask them, is it okay if I try to practice on you today? But just don't go up to people and start giving them stuff. And, you know, sometimes it's not on the mark, and they're going to be too embarrassed to tell you that. And when you're new, you need to be with people that you can trust to tell you whether or not you're on the right track, but who also are not going to crush your fragile ego in the process of trying to understand how all this works. Yes, we're all going to be wrong at some point, but you don't want to be wrong when you've given an unsolicited reading and, you know, the person didn't want it to begin with. They're going to be cruel to you, and that's not what you want. So if anybody has any suggestions in the chat room, you know, feel free to chime in. I know Lisa's always willing to put something out there. God bless her. let's see. Well, last week we talked a little bit about being an ethical psychic, and as usual, I get sidetracked. So I had like a whole bunch of people that had called in and wanted readings, and I don't think I'm going to do that this week. I actually have a caller on the line that's been there for quite some time already. Like, they called in like 15 minutes before the show even started. If I get to it, it'll be at the end of the show. But I just wanted to say now that it's probably not going to be one of those shows. It's a really short show. I'm doing only 30 minutes. And it's not quite enough time to do all the things that I usually would like to do. But there's always a reason behind that. And, you know, I'm having some things go on in my life right now where I've got a whole lot of things to deal with. And having the show be a little bit shorter is actually kind of helpful on a Monday for me, because Mondays are super busy days. And maybe this has a purpose too. So I don't want to, you know, poo-poo just this having the 30 minutes either. But the ethical stuff, I didn't really get into. I got more into how to find out if a person is ethical when you're actually the person going to get the reading, but not about the person, you know, if you're out there trying to be psychic and give readings, how to go about it being ethical. A really good example that I have of that is this woman that lives out here in Bernie, Texas, and she gives readings for people. And one of the things that she does before she gives the reading is she says a prayer, but she actually asks your permission to, you know, do this for you. And that's one of the most refreshing things that I've ever seen. I don't see a lot of people that do that kind of thing. It's like, oh, you just sit down and bada-bum, bada-bing, bada-boom, you go. But she's actually very respectful. And my mentor, Jackie Waitkiss, she's up in Massachusetts. She's also very respectful, and she's respectful of people she works with, and she's also respectful of people on the other side. She tells me all the time, you know, how nice would it be, you know, if you have this person, they made all this effort to come see you, come talk to you, and you're like, okay, well, your time's up now, so you just need to leave. It's okay that you came from, you know, 20,000 miles away. I'm done with you. It's kind of rude, and you have to learn that anything, any kind of entity, any kind of thing that has energy has its own intelligence, and you should treat it as if it was a person. You know, the Native American people talked about the tree people and the stone people. I mean, yes, rocks and trees to them were people, and also, you know, the animals. So if you can keep in mind that everything that you see is a piece of God, you don't have to worry about ever having to feel like you're being disrespectful, because it's going to be automatic to you, you know. Let's see, someone in the chat room, it's Elisa, she's saying, learning, she's talking about clearing and stuff like that. That's actually another topic that came up in one of my group things, is like how to clear. You'll notice in a lot of places that you read, and a lot of places you might, you know, if you go to a circle or something like a Reiki circle, people might have sage, burning sage, and that is something that's a tool to kind of clear the energy. And that, it doesn't mean that there's anything bad there. It just means that, you know, just like you go into a room, you don't know how many people have been in there before you. You don't know what they did in there. Energy does leave a little trail. So if someone in there was sick before you, if someone in there was having a fight with their relatives or something, and they came in and they spent some time in there, they've left a little bit of that behind. So what this does is it just kind of neutralizes the energy. It doesn't make it good. It doesn't make it bad. It just neutralizes it. From there, it's going to be your job. Let's say if you're going to hold some kind of meeting, or you can do this even in your home. Like, if God knows people have all kinds of stuff that goes on during the course of a day, kids running around doing crazy things and visitors, just clearing it and putting your intention into the space and saying, I intend for this space to be a place where people can come and feel comfortable, you know, where they can feel okay about being themselves and whatever you're going to do. I, for example, when I'm doing a massage, always infuse the room with healing energy. I call in the Reiki guides, because I do Reiki, and they show up. I see them as soon as they pop into the room, and they come and they assist me. But until I clear the room out, I really have no responsibility. I can't just invite people or angels or whatever into that space. It's not really responsible. So I take responsibility for everything, for the space that I'm in, for the equipment that I'm using, even for my own self. If I don't clear myself after something has happened, or I've had kind of like a, even if I had a draining day the day before and I wake up and I don't kind of consciously clear before I go out and do my work for the day, I kind of run the risk that that stuff's going to hang around, and I'll feel a little bit of that even though it's not happening anymore, that the residual energy is still there. So you have to do a little bit of that clearing. And, you know, it's not saying that the stuff that happened didn't exist. It's just a way to put you back into the moment, because the stuff that's hanging around is going to pull you back into whatever was there before. And you don't want to be in the past. You want to live in the moment. It's like, you know, it's like they say, if you keep looking forward, you'll never know or understand what kind of great things you have now. Like last week when we were talking about photos, looking through your photos and you say, oh man, I was so skinny then. And but back in the day, you thought you were fat. You know, you were like, oh my God, I'm so fat. And so you weren't living, if you live in that moment and you know and appreciate what you have, you know, you take time to be quiet, it's a whole lot easier to do spiritual work. And the clearing is a must. They're mentioning in the room that taking a bath with sea salts is also a good way to clear. And it is. Salt has this amazing power to just absorb any kind of negativity. It's like making a clean slate. I don't, you know, scientifically understand what it's doing, but I can tell you that those little salt lamps that they sell, that they say are supposed to clean the air, they, I don't know if they're cleaning the air, but I can tell you now that when I'm in a room with one of those, I feel more calm. If there's something with the properties of salt that just kind of, it takes away all of that crazy anxiety and negativity. There's a lot of stuff like in pagan rituals where you're supposed to sprinkle salt. But, you know, if you would like to do that sort of thing and clear without looking like a crazy person throwing salt all over the place, you know, like seasoning your house, you can do this little technique I learned from John Edward, actually, through one of his CD sets. And he says that you just take a spray bottle and you put some water in it. I use distilled water and some of the sea salt in there, and then you just shake it up and you just kind of spritz the room. And whenever I do that, I can literally feel the energy lift. I mean, it's fantastic. And like as a massage therapist, you get a lot of people that are in pain. Well, the vibration of that pain, while yes, I'm working on them and they're coming out of it, I want to make sure that my next client comes into a space where they feel really comfortable and, you know, they're trusting me, they're being vulnerable to me. It really is my responsibility to make sure that they're coming into a place that isn't going to harm them or anything bad's going to stick to them in any way. So that's a few words about clearing. I have had quite some interesting experiences myself where people just continually, I talk to this person every day and they would just read me every day and I was like, okay, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. You know, we need to stop. And she was well-meaning. She was well-intentioned. But for someone to tell me every single day, well, my spirit people are telling me that you're supposed to do this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking, well, why don't mine tell me that? You know, if it's supposed to be about me, why do I need you to tell me about it, you know? And it just really offended me. So that relationship kind of didn't work out so well. But, you know, this is the kind of stuff that you do, and you have to look at every experience as, like, another opportunity for you to learn something. And if you do that, you'll be able to glean some insight no matter where you are or what you're doing. It's awesome. So another thing I want to bring up, too, about kind of like this whole the struggle of learning and how to understand your gifts. I'm around a lot of newbies right now. It's really weird being the person that's kind of like advanced because I've never thought of myself that way. But I guess being around people that are like really, really just starting out with their gifts has just shown me, and I think that came for a reason, to show me, hey, look, you really are further along than you think. You know, give yourself a little bit of credit. So I'm around all these people and they're doing all these things like trying to understand how to use cards or pendulums or just the tools of the trade. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you're really interested in doing this stuff, and let's just say that you have a natural ability, there's absolutely no way that you're going to say, hey, I want all this stuff to happen. I'm ready. I'm open. And nothing's going to happen. Like something is going to happen. The danger being that what you want to happen and what's going to happen may not be the same thing. Now, I do have one friend who's sort of like starting with all this stuff. she's been doing stuff like this for about 2 years, you know, trying to do readings and practicing and stuff like that. But there have been, like, some little disturbances around her home, and she's kind of like, well, I guess I just need to strengthen my boundaries. I don't want them here. I don't want these entities here. And so I'm just constantly telling them they need to leave. But when I got there, and you know what? I don't tell anybody anything unless they ask me, unless it has, you know, some bearing on their life. You know, if I know, for whatever reason, I know you're going to cross the street and there's going to be a car coming around the corner, I will definitely tell you. But most of what I'm going to dispense is going to be invited. If you don't invite me, I'm not going to tell you. So she asked, she's like, you know, do you guys feel anything about my home? Because there's a little disturbance. It seems almost childlike to me, and there's like rattling of dishware and stuff like that. And I thought, well, I opened up, and of course, I'm always shocked when I get something that is completely off the charts, but it happens a lot more than it had before lately. And I felt like it was definitely like another worldly presence. It wasn't a loved one. It wasn't an entity that had lived in the house or anything like that. It was, I guess, what I would call one of the little people. There are legends all over the world about these little people. You can call them fairies. You can call them gnomes. They're all over the world. They do exist. Now, just because you don't ever see them doesn't mean they don't exist. Now, I've never seen mountains, but I know they exist. You know, you've got to kind of think of it that way. There's going to be a lot of things out there you might not ever encounter, but they're out there. And I thought about it for a second because, you know, I oftentimes will try to question my own information, which is always a mistake. Because if I do that, I ruin it. And I was like, are you guys sure that's what this is? And they're like, I got that adamant feeling that, yes, this is what it is. And when I asked why, you know, I told her, this is what I feel like you have going on, and this is why. And it was because, yes, she'd opened up and said, I want to do all these things. And I'm really interested, but, you know, they're now starting to bother me. And I said, okay, well, here's the message. When you open yourself up, you sometimes are going to get things that you don't necessarily want. But it's for your learning. Now, if you open up to different vibrations and you have to learn how to connect to different kinds of beings on different levels, I mean, there are all kinds of beings out there. When you open up and you say you want to be a psychic medium, you're not just going to come into contact with your loved ones on the other side. There's a whole lot going on over there. So you may get an angelic presence, but in order for you to recognize that it's an angelic presence, you have to interact with it. And it may be that you only get this once and it doesn't come up for a really long time, but the next time it comes up, you'll recognize the vibration and you'll be able to raise your frequency so that you can communicate with this being. And so these little people are very similar. I've had plenty of people that I've seen and I can literally see these little fairies around them, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, you're working with fairies. And they're like, I don't know what that means. And it's because they don't want to deal with that. It's not what they expected. It's not what they wanted. And so now they're just blowing it off. And like I was saying in the beginning, you have to have respect for all these beings because they're here for your learning. Anything that happens is going to be for your learning. You can say that it's good or bad, but in the end, it's really just an experience. So my advice is just to interact with this, you know, at least give it the courtesy of asking it, who are you and why are you here? Because that's, you know, it's at least the respect that you'd give anybody who came along and tried to give you their attention. You wouldn't invite people over your house and then stand in the hallway and say, well, why are you here? You know? So that's the kind of message that person needed for, you know, to move forward, because I felt like this was the next step. And until this like contact was made, she wasn't going to be able to move forward and get a little bit, you know, further down the path. So whatever comes up, and Bonnie, who actually gave me a reading of the Akashic Records, told me the same thing. You know, the stuff that flies up in your face and really bothers you is the stuff that is a for learning experience. So if something comes up over and over again, don't beat yourself up. Don't start telling yourself that the law of attraction must mean that you're attracting all these horrible, terrible things because they're so bad and it happens over and over again. Then you start to spiral down to the pity stuff. Oh, poor me. Why does all this stuff happen to me? Yeah, get out of that. I don't think that's good for anybody. And I, frankly, have a huge bone to pick with the law of attraction anyway, because it is not the only law at work. You can't focus on one law. Can you imagine that? Of all the laws in the entire universe, you think that's the only one that you're going to be able to play with, or the only one that has a bearing on anything that's happening? Absolutely not. So tell yourself, if you can get above, I try to have people get out of the situation, kind of like take that perspective where you step aside from yourself, or you just become the observer and just look at it. Okay, this person that I'm in a relationship with never seems to ever be open to me. These other people I've been in contact with over my life, other relationships, depending on whatever, romantic, family, friends, this is a theme. Nobody ever wants to accept me. Nobody ever is open to me. And it's like, you know what? Okay, this is your clue, honey. Sit down with yourself. What is behind this? Is this your lesson? Because it's not going to go away if it's a true lesson. So if you feel like no one's ever open to you, take a mirror and look at yourself. Are you open to yourself? Because everyone around you is a mirror, and they're going to be able to reflect back to you what you feel. And that's why we recognize ourselves and other people, because we do all act as mirrors. So maybe you're not open to yourself, or maybe you don't feel worthy for other people to hear your voice or to know what you have going on. That's where you need to start. Don't go pointing fingers at everybody around you, because they're all responding to what you're putting out there anyway. We're all just like little satellites. So when you're going to go through your life, little by little, looking at these little things, try to look for patterns, because, you know, I'm always a big advocate for, like, examining, you know, having this life where you examine and journaling and stuff like that. When I go back to my journals, I can see where I had experiences over and over, and I can see the resolution. And it's because of the fact that I wrote that stuff out and I forced myself to look at it. Once I looked at my demons in the face, they were gone. It's just that you don't want to look at yourself. We have this huge fear of ourselves, like that scenario I keep using with the drip coming from the ceiling and the person does everything to catch the water, but nothing to stop the drip in the ceiling. You have to look at what the real problem is, and all of the things around you that seem like the problem are usually not the problem, especially in relationships. So let's just check out the chat room a little bit. Got some buzzing going on about the mirror scenario. You are the mirror there. Yeah, that's true too. There are going to be people that react negatively to you sometimes, and what you always want to remember is whatever's going on is part of that person's reality. It's part of their viewpoint. You can't take responsibility for how they react to you, because it's whatever's going on in their own body, their own mind as well. So if they see something in you they don't like, chances are that something exists in them as well. So that's a good point. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So let's see. Who else is in the chat room? We have a whole bunch of people in here today. Brown-Eyed Mom is in here. And let's see. Angel Truth Seeker. Lisa's in here. Guided Truths. And then a lot of these people have their own shows, too. If you happen to find yourself inside the chat room, go over to that right-hand side and click. And you can see a person's profile if you do that. And you can see if they have a show, too. Because there's a whole lot of people in here that they're out there spreading their own message. And we're all kind of doing the same thing. We're all part of this movement to try to keep people going towards this evolution of the spirit. And no matter how we say it, if it hits you the right way, you're going to get that message. So if you don't think some people are hearing, are saying something to you in a way that you really get, it's okay to kind of move along and see if there's another thing out there for you, because your own personal truth is out there. And sometimes all we need to do is hear it. And there's this resounding feeling that you have that's like, oh, my God, I totally get that. So the reason why there's so many of us out there is because not everybody is going to be able to understand the message the same way. And it's really important that we continue to keep looking, you know, kind of be a seeker of truth. And there's another person in here, Wallingford. I'm not going to say this right. Chatelaine. And let's see what else is going on here. Lisa says, I think spirit also sometimes shows us someone we don't like as a reminder of what we don't want to be. Oh, amen to that, sister. I just had a recent conversation with a friend of mine who, you know, for the longest time, she thought she was behind everybody else. She was like, why is everybody else doing this? And I feel like I'm behind. And even though I'm older than some of these people, and she has this person that came into her life within the past few years who is much older than she is, and who, when she looks at, sees herself as that person who just can't seem to move ahead. And it's like, this is such a gift to you. Can you see how this is like Spirit's way of showing you how far you've come, number one. And now you have the opportunity to show this person how to move ahead. You know, everything and every person you come into contact with has a purpose, but you have to actually be open enough to know and see what that purpose is. If you just kind of use your own context all the time or take the context that it comes in, you're not always going to get it. It does take a little bit of rising above a situation, becoming the ultimate observer and just looking in on the situation without judgment. You know, judgment has had a bad rap. We all need to judge things because that's what we do here. You know, if you couldn't judge, how would you know how far to back up out of your driveway? It's not an evil, unholy thing. And I think the word maybe discernment might be a better one to use. Discernment is a little bit, I don't know, I guess the connotation is a little bit less unholy. But you need to be able to discern, is this person good for me? Is that person good for me? Just because a person isn't good for you doesn't mean they're horrible. It just could mean that they're not good for you. Their energy comes to you and it makes you feel a certain way. Just listen to that. You know, don't be the martyr who always has to assume, I have to think everybody is wonderful and everybody is a child of God. You know what? Throw that away because you're going to end up with someone unsavory and you're going to have a problem. You can't go through life thinking everybody's bad, but you can't go through life thinking everybody's awesome too. Use your discernment. Use your gut. Do these things that God gave you as part of your system of functioning in this world, in this reality. That is a gift to us. So that's my whole thing on judgment. I was going to write a whole blog about it, but that's really the nuts and bolts of it. And by the way, take a look at my blog if you haven't recently. There's a couple of really great entries in there. I've been trying to put different kinds of scenarios of the way that I get my messages in terms of how my guides talk to me, because everybody has questions about their guides. And it's so hard for me to say, this is how your guide's talking to you, because it's going to be so special for you. And if I try to contact them, they're going to talk to me a certain way because that's how I take it up. It's very independent work. I know that's probably discouraging because you want to reach out and get some help, but you really have to do a little bit of that work yourself before you start asking other people, because they're going to come to you the way that you're going to understand them. So a couple of the things I wrote about there are dreams. I actually had a dream. I was having dreams every night in a row about animals for a while there, but the one about the lemur is a really good one. You know, if you dream about animals or if you see the same animal all the time, take it as a sign, look it up. The part about the research is the part that's your homework. That's the part you have to do. You can't just expect them to do everything for you. Guidance does not mean they come down and live your life. And frankly, if they did, I'm pretty sure a lot of us would be probably, you know, complaining about that. Well, why can't I live my life myself? I mean, think about it. When you were growing up and your parents were telling you, this is how it's supposed to be, you got to do this, this, and this. Did you not rebel against that, people? Oh, yeah, we all did. We all have that streak in us where we want to be in control. The whole idea that we can get guidance, but we also have some control, is the one big lesson in this life for all of us. So I'm wrapping up because I only have a minute left. I want to say thanks to everybody who came in today, and hopefully you heard something that will help you a little bit further along your path. Try to walk in balance. Try to make sure that you're not all one way on anything. You can't have your feet all the way off the ground. You can't have them completely in this world and ignore the spirit world. There has to be a way where you can incorporate everything and take a little piece of everything and create it into a whole. You know, the image of a puzzle, all these little pieces coming together. But when you look at them from a distance, they create a brand new picture. Completely different, maybe, but a brand new picture. And this is how we're meant to kind of go through life and put things together so we can walk in balance and be whole all by ourselves without having to add anything. Mm-hmm. So with that, I want to, again, thanks everyone for coming in and listening. And definitely check out the blog. Check out examiner.com. I have articles on there that are also going to be really helpful. A couple of card readings on there, too, if you're interested in how that's done. And I hope you'll join me next week. I'm going to have another little 30-minute show on Monday morning at 11 a.m. Central Time. As always, I want everyone to remember to walk with one foot in each world and to always walk in the light of spirit. Namaste, everybody, and have a great week.